Ho Dong-sheng was an extremely analytical person. As soon as he woke up, despite a raging headache, he seemed to be considering the possibilities behind what had happened to him. He soon came to the conclusion that either his secretary, or Jian Ling, or old Chen had kidnapped him. He remained calm and collected, without letting on to the kidnappers what his thoughts were, otherwise they might kill him. So when he saw old Chen enter the room without a mask, his reaction was not surprise, but despair. The worst thing had already happened. Old Chen had not been afraid to reveal his identity. This could only mean that these kidnappers had already decided not to let him go alive. The question he couldn't understand was, why? "Mr. He," began old Chen, "have some water and take a couple of aspirins." Zhong Du brought a glass of water, but He Dongsheng didn't respond. "Mr. He," said old Chen, "if we wanted to harm you, we wouldn't bother to trick you into drinking poisoned water, would we?" "Do you have any imported bottled water?" asked He Dongsheng without looking up. Old Chen and the others shook their heads. "Oh." He Dongsheng heaved a long sigh and then motioned to Zhang Du to put the glass to his mouth and let him drink. He quickly gulped down the entire glass of water. Old Chen waited until he'd finished drinking and then said, "Mr. He, you are an intelligent man, so let's be perfectly frank with each other. Let's say whatever we want to say, all right?" "Why?" asked He Dongsheng through gritted teeth. "You mean," said old Chen, "you want to know why we invited you here, or, more correctly, why we've brought you here against your will and tied you up?" "It's very simple. Because we have some questions we want to ask you." He Dongsheng laughed sarcastically. "Truly, it's that simple?" Old Chen was calm. "You can't believe what's happening, but just answer a few simple questions and we'll let you go." "Nonsense." He Dongsheng was angry, but he spoke as though talking weakly to himself. "I know what you're thinking," said Old Chen. "You think we'll not let you go because I've already let you see who I am. Actually, even if I hadn't revealed my face, I think you'd have thought of a few names, including mine. Of course, you can foresee that if something happened to you, your people would definitely investigate me, and sooner or later, in order to avoid a complete mental and physical collapse, I would confess everything. Then death would be the only option for these friends of mine." He Dongsheng had begun to pay attention. "We want to live too," old Chen continued, "but we can only live if you live." "So," said He Dongsheng, "if you want to live, then let me go immediately." "Don't be so hasty," said old Chen. "If we just casually let you go, you wouldn't just shrug your shoulders and act as though nothing had happened. You would turn round and send somebody to arrest us. So even if we let you go this very minute, we have already committed a capital offence. It would be hard for us to escape execution, and even if you spoke up for us and we avoided the death sentence, we still wouldn't escape being punished for a major crime. No, we don't need your forgiveness now, and we're not asking you for an extrajudicial favour." "Then what the hell do you want?" asked He Dongsheng. "We just want you to understand that we're all now in a live-together-or-die-together situation. Live, and we all live. Or die, and we all die. And the choice is up to you. Do you want to hear my explanation?" "Let's hear it." "First, let me explain the die-together part," said old Chen. "Consider for a moment that our camera and sound recorder are all set up and connected to the internet and to our cell phones. All we have to do is press a button and they will all start broadcasting. If we do this, the whole world will know that you have been kidnapped. No doubt you would soon be rescued and we would be up shit creek. But how do you think your precious Communist Party would treat you after that? How would the party interpret this absurd situation? No matter how any of us explained it to the party, who among them would believe our unbelievable reason for kidnapping you? All our interrogators would wonder about the genuine reasons behind your case. Leaving aside for the moment the fact that your nocturnal car rides around Beijing would lead to some wild speculation, Do you think your great Communist Party would ever trust or employ you again? Of course, before we got arrested, we would broadcast as much genuine and false written material as possible, detailing how you revealed state secrets for us to send out on the internet. Don't you think that your official career would then bid you an abrupt adieu? You're better informed than we are on the modus operandi of your precious party. You figure it out. You'll definitely die if you do that, said He Dongshen. We're done for, with one foot in the grave already. If we die, though, we'll have you buried with us. Even if we don't actually kill you, we will ruin your official career. Ha! Laughed He Dongshen. So you call that dying together? Exactly, said Old Chen. You could also call it mutual suicide. What about the live together part? First off, in a minute we'll ask you some questions, and you will answer every one of them to our satisfaction. If you do, then in the morning we'll simply let you go. Tomorrow morning you'll just let me go? I don't believe you. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, said Old Chen. What matters is whether or not you're willing to play this game of live or die together. If you're not, then you're choosing for us all to die together. We're going to die anyway, but first, we'll kill off your official career. Later on, we'll decide if we want to really kill you as well. If you're willing to play, it'll be game over when the sun comes up. You can drive your Land Rover home as usual. At night, when you can't sleep, you can go out and drive all around town, take a nap when you're tired, and return home when the sun comes up. You know that others also know that this Politburo member regularly stays out all night, so no one will ask any questions. And later on? Asked He Dongshen. Later on? There isn't any later on. That is, you continue on your glorious road, and we continue on our ordinary paths. We keep our lives, and you keep your official position. Nobody will say a word about what took place tonight. After tonight, every one of us keeps mum as though nothing ever happened.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. for summer. Hear my baby say I want you over. I want you over, baby, for summer. Summertime in Malibu, I can't get my mind off you. I don't get no peace if I don't get my eyes on you. Wanna smoke a little spliff and bana with you, baby. I told you, none of these guys, none of them got nothing for you. Oh wow, so tell me, babe, will you be my sugar, baby? Daddy give you peace of mind, baby, no be lie. I could be your sugar, baby, if you give me peace of mind, baby, look in my eyes. Will you be my sugar, baby? Daddy give you peace of mind, make you realize that I love you, no lies. That I love you, no lies, yeah.